All right, for my next call, we are going to head to the heart of downtown Toronto. Very exciting to hang out with Exultate Chamber Singers, an adult mixed voice chamber choir. Very, very unique with their varied ages, cultural backgrounds, academic and professional credentials. And here to tell us all about it is the artistic director of this award-winning ensemble, Dr. Mark Ramsey. Mark, welcome to the Jukebox.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Wonderful to have you as well. Well, this is super exciting because you not only have a concert coming up, but also a new album release. Let's start with this album called At First Light. Tell us about it. It's a wonderful range of composers, musical compositions, and also lyrics, text.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an exciting week for us with these two events happening. The album, we just recently finished it. It features eight new works that we've actually commissioned as an organization over the last few years. So it's brand new pieces
Wonderful.
that hopefully folks haven't heard before, which is great. You may have heard them in one of our concerts, but
Right.
yeah, we're trying to promote these composers, many of which live in Ontario, and
Yep.
share this new music.
I see At First Light, written 2021, music by Marie Alice Conrad, text by Anna Marie Sewell. Both have a Canadian flag next to them.
They do. That's actually something we try really hard to do as an
Yep.
organization at Exultate, is to promote Canadian musicians and composers and poets. And almost all of the music on the album is actually by Canadian composers. And all of our
Right.
commissions that we do are by Canadian composers as well. So Mary Alice Conrad is living in Edmonton, Alberta.
Yep.
Fantastic composers, becoming quite popular right now. And that's the first track on the album, and we commissioned that in the middle of the pandemic to help us celebrate our 40th anniversary. And we were also able to perform that actually at Podium, which is our national choral conference, just last year.
Lovely. Well, I love this mosaic. I mean, you have text from William Shakespeare, music by Jeff Enns, Like as the Waves, also 2021 release, all the way to Sailing to Byzantium, William Butler Yeats, and also some 20th century poets. I love Khalil Gibran, Rabindranath Tagore. So what an incredible mix you've done here. All world premiere recordings. Where can we get this album?
The album is a digital release, and it's available on all streaming platforms wherever you find your music.
Oh, everywhere. Wonderful. Excellent. And tell us a little bit about this upcoming concert, Waterforms.
Yeah, we're
Yep.
calling it Waterforms. It's an all-water-themed program, and we're looking at how we connect with water in many different forms. So we're opening with Mother Earth by Cheryl Sivipigaham. We're also exploring this idea of what if we sang in different formations and we try to immerse the audience in this sound. So there's going to be times where we completely surround the audience. There's times when we sing behind the audience, in front of the audience, from different angles. So,
Interesting.
yeah, it should be a really interesting experience for the audience.
And these are all contemporary Canadian works.
They are all contemporary works. There's many of them are Canadian. We do have a few American composers on there tomorrow
Okay.
night.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all contemporary music, and we actually have Palestrina appearing, so a little nod to some earlier music as well.
Fantastic. Waterforms. Now, how did this idea come about? It's interesting. One of our first callers this morning talked about the importance of preserving the environment, watching those labels on clothes, watching conserving our water usage. How did this idea germinate, Waterforms?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's on the minds of a lot of us now as we look to take perhaps better care, as Cheryl reminds us of Mother Earth in this opening piece on the concert. And
Yes.
I'm originally from Prince Edward Island, so I grew up surrounded by the water, and I think it wasn't until I moved to Toronto that I really appreciated the effect that that has on me, to be near the water and that draw to the water. And in rehearsals, some of our singers have also shared when they're in their spaces. One of our singers just shared about their cottage property outside the city, and they think about that river that runs through the property and that sound of that water. So I think it's something we can all relate to, this connection to water, and certainly our increased awareness and care for it.
It truly sounds like you have a very immersive, reflective experience coming up tomorrow. That's at Calvin Presbyterian Church, Friday, tomorrow, March 24th, 8 p.m. Don't miss it. It's the Exultata Chamber Singers. My guest has been Dr. Mark Ramsey, the assistant professor, coordinator of choral activities at Western University's Don Wright Faculty of Music. He's also the artistic director of this ensemble. Thank you for sharing your story, these two wonderful projects. Good luck with the concert tomorrow. I'm sure it will be a unique experience for the audience.
Thanks so much. We're looking forward to it.
To get more information on these events, where's the best place to get tickets?
You can find tickets at the door, but also online on our website. So that's www.exultate.net.
www.exultate.net. Thank you so much, Mark, for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.